Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
Welcome to the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. We are back for another evening talking about some good juicy topics, and we've got some really good ones for you tonight. I can't wait to get started. We can't wait to just hang out with you guys, so get your beverage of choice and settle in for a great show. So with me tonight, if you want to join in on the conversation, make sure that you call us at 516-387-1381. You can join in on the conversation with us. So let's get started with some introductions. Well, first of all, our fearless leader isn't with us tonight, you guys. Boo. I'm sad. But he's not with us. Right, long faces. He's not with us on air, but he is holding it down in the background for us.
Don't act up now.
Yeah. You guys don't tell on us, okay? But Mr. Producer's holding it down for us in the background. He's still producing the show. We just thank you, Brian. And, you know, the show isn't going to be the same without you, but we're going to have fun anyway. So he'll be back in 2 weeks. So just keep him lifted, and you'll hear from him again in 2 weeks. But with me tonight, I'm Miss Parker, and with me tonight, I have Boom Shakalaka, as usual, my brother from another mother. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Boom.
Well, I mean, you already did, so I don't have to say nothing else. No, I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you.
The end.
Right. Period.
Okay, this is Boom Shakalaka. Happy to be back with you guys. Looking forward to tonight's show, and looking forward to hearing from you as well. Thanks for having us.
Yep. And we also have my sister, Madam Secretary. She's my little sis.
Yay. Hey, Mocha family. It's Mia, Miss Madam Secretary. Glad that everyone can join us this evening and listening in, of course. I just want you to kick back and, like my sister said, grab you a drink. I'm going to tell you to grab a snack, okay, because I'm always into the snacks. And just vibe with us tonight. We have some
That's
good
right.
topics. You know, we have our fans. We have our listeners, our international connections. I know Reggie and the crew is listening in. And,
yes.
And I hope my Mocha family is listening in. If this is your first time listening to us, we want to let you know this all started from an online Facebook singles group, Mocha, and we actually have locations all over the U.S. We have a total of 8 different Facebook groups. So wherever you are in the States, just let us know. You can go online if you have Facebook, and you can join one group. You can join all 8 groups. But just come by with us if you're single. We have all different walks of life. You know, we end up turning some of us to like a family. So, yes, you're looking for that love of your life, but you also meet some really awesome people as well and great connections. So look us up on Facebook. We have Midwest, Desert, Tropical, Southeast, West Coast, Southwest, East Coast, and our capital group as well. So we can connect in all locations, and we're here to help out.
Yeah, and we have a great time. We have a wonderful time. Like I said, you know, before I joined this group, I didn't have a brother named Boom Shakalaka. nor did I have a little sister named Madam Secretary or Mia. So I just appreciate you guys. I'm so glad that my family has grown. I appreciate it. So, Boo,
well,
you want to kick us off tonight and start us off with our first topic?
Okay, our first topic is, when someone says, let's start off as friends, what does that really mean? So I have two, maybe three takes on it. The first one, and before I say anything, I just want to let everybody know that we're not professionals, we're not psychiatrists, we're not any of that, any of those things. I want to get that out the way. Just want to clear that up. First reason would be, you know, maybe they're left a bad relationship. You're not ready to really commit or date or anything like that, and you know that's pretty understandable. Second thing could be, let's just start off as friends, meaning basically I'm not feeling you for more than that. So that's just a polite way of saying I'm not feeling you.
I'm
that
not
way.
Feeling you like
friends
that.
And hang out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can just you know, hang out. Third thing would be, yeah, we'd be friends, but I want the girlfriend / boyfriend benefits. You know, it's just, you know, I'm feeling you, but I'm just kind of like, you know, I've been hurt before, you know, which could be a lie. And I'm feeling you this way, but I just don't want any labels or something like that. So those three reasons alone is what I think, where I think that phrase comes from. For me, it's just it's those three reasons alone. So that's my little take on that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Three different perspectives. Yeah, on that question. But for me, you know, I've heard people say that, and for me, if I was to say that, let's be friends first, that means that I am feeling you, but I want to build a foundation. I want to build a relationship on a strong foundation called friendship. And I think that, you know, when you say you want to marry your best friend, then it's important to establish that friendship before you move on to, you know, the having sex, because sex can cloud your judgment on things, or before you move on to calling someone your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your man or your woman. Most people these days don't get to know somebody. It goes straight meeting a person, however you meet them online or, you know, at the library or wherever you are, and you meet that person. And then 2 weeks later, this is my man, you know, or this is my woman. And you don't even know that person. So for me, my perspective on that is, let's get to know each other. Let's actually figure out whether we really like each other or not before we decide to give each other labels and jump into this thing, you know, called a relationship. So for me, it's a little bit different. I get the three perspectives that you gave, Boom, but, you know, I think that it's important that you do establish a real friendship and a foundation before you jump into a relationship. What do you think, Mia?
Yes. Like, I typically initially, when you hear it, you know that someone is on some BS and they're like, oh, well, we can just be friends. It's like, really? Like, what does that even mean? Like, especially if someone is, it's always when, like, it's opposite feeling. So someone is really into you, and then you have someone coming with the, oh, yeah, after that date, we can just be friends. And then I don't even know if people really continue after that, like, and can actually be friends per se. So, yeah, the initial phrase, let's be friends, it's an easy way to let someone off, like, in a cocky way, but not really, and be like, I don't want you. Let's just be friends. But don't really call me anymore, you know.
Right.
That's really what they're saying. But in a more mature dating world, I think that people should have that approach initially instead of, like, just jumping into things. Like you were saying, like, let's actually be friends. Let's build something, because just because we meet and start exchanging, that does not make us friends. So we have to actually, you know, establish what our friendship looks like. So let's be friends, and then let's see if we even can interact and like each other past the friendship level and see if they build into something else. So I think it's, you know, two levels depending on what level of the dating you're in and what kind of mindset you're in.
That's true.
Well, here's another
That's
thing.
Good.
Well, here's another thing, too. Let's say if you met online,
mm-hmm.
and you see the status, you know, what are you looking for? Oh, I'm looking for no commitment or whatever. Take that as face value. That's exactly, they're being honest. They're being upfront. Basically, they just want a good time. That's it. When it says
mm-hmm.
that, you can either keep swiping left or you can press whatever. But even if it says you're looking for a solid relationship, ask certain questions anyway. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially women, they have a pretty good idea of
mm-hmm.
what a man is thinking. You know, you got to ask the right question. Okay, what do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just come
mm-hmm.
out with it. And if I'm wasting my time, let me know. Point blank. If you get that feeling, then you saved yourself some time and keep it moving. So you really got to ask the right questions. And guys, too, you really got to ask the right questions before you decide to move on from the friendship part of it.
That's so true.
You know, yeah.
And I would say not only ask the right questions, but when you hear those words, like, pay attention. So don't overly put yourself into a vested situation. If you hear him tell you or hear her tell you, let's be friends. You know, don't try to push yourself into, oh, we ended up in a situation, a relationship, and then you're like, oh, he never committed or he doesn't want to marry me. Well, let's talk about it. Like, there's levels to it, right? So if he told you initially, hey, I have something going on, I just want to pursue you on a friendship level, listen to that. And move forward in that direction, and don't put yourself in a situation where you're investing everything and he's not giving you or she's not giving you the same.
Well, you know what? You've heard that old adage that, you know, a lot of people think that they can change somebody's mind. They think they feel like, you know, they feel like, seriously, if they like me enough, if I cook enough for them or if I take her out enough or whatever the case is, then she's going to change her mind or he's going to change his mind. And that's not the case. If someone tells you that they just want to be friends or that they want to be friends first, then take them at their word. You know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, people teach you how they want to be treated. And if you are in a relationship or if you meet someone and they say, I just want to be friends, take them for their word at their word. Don't try
right.
it or think that you're going to change their mind. So that's important. And even if you were to change their mind and they went ahead and said, okay, let's go ahead and be in a relationship, then how much of that is going to be real? You know, how much of that is going to be because they really wanted to? Or how much of it is going to be because you guilted me into it and now we're here? So
now we're here.
That's, take people at their word. Take people for face value. We have a comment from Kara 9. She's a non-member. She's not a member of Midwest Mocha Singles. So, Kara, you're in the Midwest. You need to join Midwest Mocha Singles. Come join us if you're single, But she says, hey, this is really cool the way you guys do the show. As far as the topic goes, I wanted to write in and say that, to me, friends first, you lie. Let someone know, please. Don't try me sexually so quickly. A lot of times that stops people dead in their tracks, which in a way is what I wanted to do. That way no one is confused and no one tries to move too fast. Okay, thanks. How do I join the group again? So that's a good comment. What do you think about Karen's
comment?
comment?
I think that is a good comment.
I like that.
That's a great comment.
Yep.
Yep, she's like, don't move too quickly. Don't just jump in
like
the bed.
I like that, though.
Like, that's so true. Because if you do, like I said, sex clouds things. It clouds your judgment. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you've had a good time in bed, but do you know if you can have a good conversation with that person? You know?
Yes.
So, Kara, thank you for your comment. And you can go online to Facebook and just type in Midwest Mocha Singles. We'll come up, and then you do have to fill out, answer a couple of questions, and then be approved. And at that point, we'd love to have you interact with us. So Go online and get busy.
We got another
one. All right.
We have Taisha, Chicago, non-member. Whenever somebody says friends first, they are just making sure that everything goes in order. People be trying to move too quick and get married or jump into relationships. So friends first means that I am serious and I want to make time to get to know you. Moving fast never works for me, and this makes sure we go slow because I want to marry my best friend, not my next encounter. You tell them, Taisha.
Ooh.
You tell them.
Okay.
I know.
Come on, Taisha.
Get
said,
with
I want to marry my best friend. She is
no
not
she
real.
Knows what she wants.
Yes.
Right. A woman who knows what she wants. And an entanglement or an encounter is not it.
It's
right.
Awesome.
So we're going to start saying, hey, let's be friends. I have to stop thinking that someone's trying to be a player all the time. Like, hey, baby, let's
right.
be friends. Like,
that is so true. They might,
because that's
they
what
might
immediately I think
get
of.
To know you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so we got to go pay some, as Brian says, some Williams, some bills. So.
Some William bills.
We got to go pay some bills. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Stay with us.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's S-Y-B-A-R-I-S.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Morning face. You get is when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks. Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry. Save the children. Save them. Stay back. I've got mace.
Ow, that went in my eyes.
We're moving.
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
The National House of Pancakes in India is ready for you. The IHOP location at 9750 North by Northeast Boulevard in Fishers is just around the corner and ready to serve. And to thank all of their customers for their patronage during the coronavirus restrictions, IHOP dining area is open from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m., seating up to 50% capacity to keep you and your family safe while enjoying your meal. Takeout and delivery options through various delivery partners in most areas. You can call area code 317-288-0122 and ask about IHOP and Go. First-time app users may receive 20% off delivery on their first order. Healthcare workers will also enjoy a discount when dining in. Again, that's 317-288-0122. And you can see a menu right now at www.ihop.com. Again, that's www.ihop.com.
That's awesome. Thank you, David. We have a caller. And if you want to call in and join the show, join the fun, please feel free to do so at 516-387-1381. But our first caller, your number ends in 3313. Caller, you on the line?
Oh, wow, yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well, very well. Thank you.
Who are we speaking to?
Oh, this is Durant.
Hi, Durant.
And
where are you calling from, Captain
Durant? Like
Durant.
Kevin. You know, like Kevin Durant.
Oh,
Kevin Durant.
Nice.
And where are you calling from?
That's actually my youngest son, but we're going to keep that under wraps.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, Chicago. Chi-town, Windy City, no doubt.
Chi-town.
Okay. So you are in the Midwest, mm-hmm. too. So are you a member of the Midwest Mocha Singles, then? The Midwest
I actually, yes, I am. And that's the only reason that I got the message and I called in.
Nice.
I didn't, yep, absolutely.
Awesome. So did you want to make a comment on our first topic?
Well, I don't even know what's going on. When I called, all I heard was, we about to take a commercial, so I just been on hold since the commercial. I didn't expect to, you know, get called out or anything.
Now
like,
you're a guest on the show now.
He just fell into it.
That is funny.
And it's not even the first time I failed today. I mean, we got about 2 to 6 inches of snow out here, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I failed.
We got some earlier.
Well, keep it that way. We don't want it here in Indy. Keep it.
Yeah.
Y'all in Indy?
Yeah, keep.
Yes.
So Doreen, our first topic was, what does it mean when someone says they want to be friends first? So do you have a comment on that? What does that mean to you when someone says, I just want to be friends first?
The first thing you know, is right off the bat is that's just what people say in order to drop the defenses or it's a defense mechanism for the person that says it, and it's in an attempt to, you know, fake so-called let, you know, whoever they're directing that, you know, that phrase at, to let them know, like, yeah, you ain't getting none, whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just
so
like...
Go ahead.
It's just like, It's just something that, you know, it's a coined, you know, phrase that's, you know, been overused, you know, so much and for so long. And it basically doesn't carry too much weight, you know, with someone that's, you know, whether they're trying to pursue them for whatever reason. You know, it's just something that's, you know, just like when you... you know, you walking past a stranger, or you see somebody that you kind of know but don't know them, and you just like, hey, how you doing? You don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
wow.
know, because
I think that for me, it's not necessarily a coined phrase. It can be, but not for everyone. I think, you know, even our comment that we had was that she doesn't want to have sex first. She wants to get to know someone first, and I get that. That makes sense. So that's good to have the different perspectives on that phrase. It could be a coined phrase, but it could be something that someone, like I said, wants to build an actual foundation before getting into a relationship. But thank you, Durant. Thank you for giving us your perspective on the question. So our second topic, Mia, do you want to introduce our second topic?
Yes. We're going to jump into
mm-hmm.
how does it matter to you, right? How your ex feels about you or what they may say to others after the breakup. Mm. Does that matter to you?
Mm. David, what do you think?
Not really. Okay, no, I'll take it back.
How did I know that was going to be your answer?
No, it depends on, like, let's say if it was, like, amicable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we decide, okay, yeah, we're just friendly type. We can't take it any further than that, but I still think you're
mm-hmm.
cool. You know, sometimes there can be those people can turn into pretty good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, to a certain degree, yeah, it's important what certain people think
mm-hmm.
after the breakup. Now my ex-wife. I've known her since I've known her since third grade, so we have
mm-hmm.
a long history.
And
okay?
A lot of
we got married, and we have two kids together.
Yeah.
So we're gonna always
mm-hmm.
have that bond, and we're still cool to a certain degree. Now, when she starts asking questions about my love life or any of that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't tell her anything.
Right.
Because I don't know, why are you asking me that? We're over.
Mm-hmm.
But I made the mistake of telling my kids, and then they would run, you know, and tell her, and she'll bring stuff up anyway. And I would always tell
yeah.
her, don't ask a question if you don't want to know the answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, to a degree, I just, if I'm going to stay friends with my ex, I keep a lot of my personal life close to the vest. Because
yeah.
basically, they don't really need to know any of that information if they're not in my close circle.
Mm-hmm.
So I just
yeah.
try to keep it cordial, but just, yeah, I have limitations on what I say.
Well, that makes sense. That definitely mm-hmm. makes sense. I mean, they, it's
yeah.
not their business anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I do. It depends on what they're saying. Because if someone is slandering my name to people and saying crazy stuff, that matters to me. Don't slander my name. You know, I think it was Chrisette Michelle who made a song who said, blame it on me, say it's my fault. In regards to the breakup, that's fine. I don't really care what you say
yeah.
about the breakup. But if you're out there saying crazy stuff about me, yeah, I care about that. Otherwise, no, I don't care about, you know, anything they have to say. But like David said, if it's an amicable breakup, then, you know, they're probably not going to say anything bad about me, and I'm not going to say anything bad about them because we broke up amicably. But if it's a breakup where it wasn't so amicable and they have slanderous things to say, yeah, I do care about that. My reputation is all I have, you know, in this world. So I care about what, you know, they're putting out there. What about you, Mia?
Yes, I'm about the same as you guys, same, like, hey, right, you can't control what people say about you necessarily, especially
mm-hmm.
if they want to be malicious. So I always say, hey, as long as I know that, you know, I can sleep at night, that's all
right.
I can go off of. You know, mm-hmm. the next person, you know, people always say, hey, don't judge me based on what someone else says about me. So I feel like if you're taking this information, feeding into it without even having an interaction with me to have your own feelings about me, then we don't need mm-hmm. to deal anyway. So
that's true.
You know, yes, I don't want anyone out here just saying bad things about me, but, I mean, do whatever you want to. Like, it's whatever.
Right.
Have at it. Have fun. Because the people
you can't control it.
You know, yeah, the people who really know, the people who you really impact, those are the people who count. And, yes, one bad review about you does travel, but whatever. I have my fans, and then
yeah.
you have your haters, so it's whatever.
That is
have
so
at
true.
It.
Yeah.
That's so right. true. I think it's for me, it's more of a from a business perspective, you know, when
yeah.
when you're out there and you're working hard to establish a relationship or a reputation in the business world and someone's out there slandering your name, it just, you know, that bothers me. But
yeah.
again, my actions speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, get to know me. Know who I am before you make past judgment or before you make a decision on who I am. So, yeah, that's good.
Well, here's the thing, too, that I learned. You know, sometimes,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I hate using my ex as an example, but I'm going to use an example anyway. So
uh-huh.
9 times out of 10, if she's complaining about me, everybody is hearing her side of it.
Right.
They're not hearing my side. So I remember one time I spoke to her sister, and I just kind of let loose. And, okay, well, she said this, well, this is what happened. Well, she said this, and this is what actually happened. She said this, and this is what actually happened. And her sister was, like, blown away because, no, she said this, that. And I was like, uh-huh, yeah, okay. You know, I don't really, you know, care what people think about me, but say the correct information and make sure you say both sides.
Okay.
Well, you know,
but again,
that's not
I don't
happen.
I know.
You know that's not going to happen.
Know.
You
know,
people
but,
are only going to tell
you know,
that
I
side
don't,
of the story.
I don't lose, you know, after the divorce, I pretty much, you know, any of her family members that were friends of mine on Facebook, I pretty much
mm-hmm.
deleted them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really need to know any of my business anymore. Or run and tell her anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really didn't care. But it was just at that particular time when I met with her sister, and I just kind of needed to say something and
mm-hmm.
Just let her know. Well, this is my side. This is my version of what happened. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, no, I don't. I don't care what people say about me after the fact. I have my really close friends that I, you know, deal with, and that's all I need.
You're right. And like Mia said, the people who matter are not going to listen to anything bad about you anyway. You know, and if
right.
they are, then
exactly.
I might have to ask them, what were you saying when that person was saying whatever they were saying about
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I'm going to just let the noise fade and let it fade to the back, and it'll quiet down. Once
there
they get
you
over
go.
Themselves,
yeah.
it'll quiet down. It won't make an impact.
Yep. There you go.
Our favorites, they sent us a message. We have Reginald and the AM crew in Dublin, Ireland. He said, good morning,
woo-hoo!
Mocha Mate. All right, then, yeah. Tried to call into the line. Doesn't let us get through. Aw. But the entire crew is here and having a real debate about this subject. So, friends first, which seems to be more the ladies' choice than the blocks? When I met my wife, we were already friends, so we didn't have to make the designation. But the ladies here on the night crew say that it's necessary to say this so men don't immediately assume they just want to get in the sack, which is the last place they say they want to go. Wow, this subject
mm-hmm.
has got the crew really battling about when this should be said and what it actually means. We may need a whole nother show, yeah? All right, then. Cheers. And they said, fix the line. So we gotta get on Mr. Producer.
We definitely
gotta figure out
this
line.
Yes.
Because listen,
yes, we
need to hear from them, and we need to hear the party. We need to get them on.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If they're having that kind of debate and conversation,
yes.
We need to be a part of that.
We need to be a part of that. Let's
That's
be
funny
friends.
To me.
That's going to be the title of the show. Let's be friends.
Right. That is hilarious. Well, I'm so glad they're listening tonight. Well, for them, it's the morning. So I'm so glad they're listening this morning for them. So good morning to them. And see, that's the thing is that on that topic, do men and women see it differently? Because according to Reginald, men and women see that topic very differently. The women are saying, you know, we use that as a defense mechanism, which is what one of our other callers said, to say, we don't want to jump in the sack with you right away. And then the men are saying, that's garbage. That's rubbish. We don't want to hear that. So that's funny that it became a topic that has split men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet that debate is fun.
Yes, because I definitely know when the fellas are using it, they're like, okay, girl, I got somebody else. Time to get rid of you. So same for them. They use it to block the ladies, and we use it
women
to block them. We want to keep them in the situation. We want to still entertain you. But the men are like, let's
time to
be
move
friends.
On.
Yes. Get on. Run.
Time to move on. Is that
boom.
You were saying no, David?
Boom.
That's not the case?
I'm just saying that women do that too.
Yes.
And it's not as uncommon as people think. I'm just saying. I know a few of them.
You know a couple of them?
Well, I know a couple of them, yeah. Some of them used that on me a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what did you do?
So, yeah,
what did you do, though?
Huh?
How did you respond?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I was like, cool. I mean, I already knew what a boundary was, and if I felt that I could still, you know, hang out and be friends or whatever, then, you know, great. If not, you know, things happen, and you just keep it moving. You just got to be honest with them and say, okay, well, you know, this is not going to work out. You're not going to say this, but, you know, I had other intentions in mind. You're not going to say that to them. You'd be dumb if you did. But just say, I'm just not feeling it, you know, and just keep it moving and just try to make it as simple as possible. So
do people see that, though, as a challenge, maybe, you know, to say, like I said, maybe I can change their mind. Do they see that possibly as a challenge?
I can see that. And here's what I would, if I was a woman, here's what I would do. I'd say, well, I practice that 90-day rule that Steve Harvey talked about.
Amen.
See how fast they run. You know, men typically we're not going to wait 90 days. You know, most men, I'm not going to say all of us, but most of us won't decide if it's worth it.
Okay.
I was always told, from the fellas, when you say that 90-day rule, to not, like, put it out there in a way where it's like, you know, 90 days, I'm not, you know, don't actually just bring that up and just throw it out there, but pose it in a way to where it's like open-ended, the conversation that you're having with the guy that you're dealing with, and see how he feels about sex and how that comes into play with your relationship, but not necessarily just throwing it out, hey, you have to wait 90 days, because he's looking at you like, now, wait a minute, what about the last guy? Did he wait 90 days? You have three kids and dated, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't just wear it as a badge of, oh, my God, I'm on this 90-day path, but kind of have an exchange to where you see how he feels, and then from there you can kind of, you know, ease it in, but not in a direct way where you have to wait, but I want to, you know, have this exchange to where it's kind of platonic and we go from there.
And does it always have to be 90 days? I think it should be gauged on, you know, the relationship and how you're feeling about that person and how they're feeling about you in regards to your intimacy. So it depends on the people. It doesn't always have to be 90 days. You know, that 90 days is a good guideline, I guess, but it doesn't always have to be 90 days, or it could be longer than 90 days.
Yes.
So it just kind of depends on the people. and how long they truly want to wait. But I think, let's see, we have another comment from
Marcia,
Tony.
Can we get it in?
Yeah, I think so. Tony, he is a non-member. Again, he lives in Chicago. It seems like all the calls we've taken tonight have been from Chicago. Or, I'm sorry, the comments. So, but Tony, again, you're in the Midwest. You need to join the Midwest Mocha Singles Group. Tony says, I kind of agree with what I'm hearing other people say. When I hear a woman say friends first, I automatically assume she's not serious and she's probably dating three or four other guys. Wow. Saying the same thing. Why would you meet a guy that you think is the right one at a meeting and tell him you don't want, excuse me, you don't want anything serious? To me, it's just, it just has a way of backing off so that you can keep your options open. What do the ladies think on this one? Mia, you want to take that?
He's
saying three or four other guys telling him the same thing, huh?
And she's probably, I mean, it can go either way, I guess. But again, for me, when I hear it, that's what I'm thinking, like, hey, either you're not trying to entertain me or you're trying to buy yourself some time so that you can keep me at bay until you're ready to entertain me or cut me off completely. So it's definitely, you know, you're not focused on me per se. You may be entertaining. And so, if, I mean, if, I've never used the term, but it's kind of cheesy, but yeah, definitely I could see that happening to where I'm like, hey, honey, can you be my friend? And then I have someone else that I'm actually interested in, and then if that doesn't work, then I still have an option. So it's kind of like not closing a door, but, you know, leaving it open to where you can come back in a, on good terms.
Yeah. I, again, I still think that sometimes people – for me, at least in my situation, I don't feel that way. I feel like it doesn't have anything to do with me seeing other people or anything like that. It's just I want to build a foundation. And I may not say that, you know, hey, let's just be friends, but I will say I want to build that foundation first. I don't want to just jump into a relationship. I've done that before, and it didn't work. And so, you know, I want to do something different. And that means taking our time, getting to know each other, becoming friends, and then deciding, making a conscious, a real educated decision that I like this person and I want to move forward. I want to do something different. So it can go either way. So, Tony, it's not always that, you know, the
and
woman
I guess
is, you know,
actually
buying time.
Like what level of, what's like, what piece are you in? Are you in the starter or have you guys been dating? And then you throw it out there, you know what I mean? So I guess that could also play into it. Like if you just meet somebody, I can feel you. But if you've like been dating, conversating, all that, and then all of a sudden you just hit you with, let's be friends. Like really?
Yeah.
Really.
Now that is a little different. That is a little different. You've been coming over my house, Netflix and chilling.
Yes.
And now you
now
just want to be friends.
Yes.
Well, all right. All right, guys, we got to pay some bills again, so stay with us. We'll be right back, all right? Good conversation. Good conversation.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
Ready, the beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today? The great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, it's this and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
And the commercial.
We love it.
I know. Our favorite commercial.
Yes.
That's not our favorite commercial. That's Boom and Brian's favorite commercial.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I laugh every time.
That's funny. So we have one more topic. And if you want to call in and be part of the conversation, make sure you do at 516-387-1381. That topic is, do you think or do you feel like being married at first sight, the show Married at First Sight, and these people meet each other at the altar, and they get married. And some of them I've seen are not attracted to the person that they are walking toward or waiting for at the altar. They're not attracted to each other. Do you think that you can grow to be attracted and fall in love with someone that you're not initially attracted to? What do you think, David?
Yes, I think it's possible. I mean, I think it's just like, simple, really. I think when you meet somebody, you know, you develop along the way, you build. So with that show being brought into it, I think it's kind of like the same concept, but they're doing it backwards, I guess. But I do believe that it's possible to grow to love someone because, you know, one person may have these feelings at one time, but the other one doesn't. But you know, they keep pursuing, and eventually that other person that initially didn't have the feelings all of a sudden start catching them. And, you know, it happens. So I personally think it can happen.
Hmm. So would you marry someone at first sight?
Marry me.
No, I wouldn't do it. You couldn't pay me. You couldn't pay me enough money to go on a show like that and do that. I can't. I wouldn't do that.
That's funny. It's just the old custom of arranged marriages. Remember, they used to be, you know, some customs do that. They have arranged marriages. So, yeah. What about you? What about you, Mia? What do you feel about growing to love someone?
OMG. So I am a risk taker, okay? But listen, I rather, like, have at least, like, the initial connection and find someone that I'm attracted to based on not only, like, visual, but those first initial conversations and growing to understand them, learn them, versus just all of a sudden someone's at the end of the aisle and we're getting married and we have absolutely nothing in common. I'm not attracted to you. That is not going to grow. That is just settling, I feel like, and just being with someone, because you give me no opportunity to figure out how we actually go together in any capacity. So it, have something in common so that you can grow to learn this person. Because even I feel like even after a year or two, you know, you don't completely, of course, understand certain things and how you would go together, but you have some ground rules, some foundation to work off on. And just getting married and be like, hey, let's do this thing, you have nothing. So everything can crumble immediately. So I'm not, no. Now, unless there's like a show where they're like, get married, and then we'll pay you like these millions of dollars, because I'll dissolve it. Like, there's like a little window. But other than that, you know, I'm going to sit this one out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the thing is that I watch the show. I like the show, and I watch it all the time to see how it happens. That's one of my favorite shows. Me and one of my friends, we sit and we watch it together on the phone. And so there's one couple, though, that when she first saw him, and I think this was from like the first season or first or second season, when she first saw him and she was walking down the aisle, and they opened the curtain and she started walking down the aisle, she's literally said she felt physically sick because she was not attracted to this man at all. She wanted to turn back around and run, but she did go ahead and go through with the marriage. And they have been married since that first season. They now have two children together. She grew literally to be attracted to this man because of how sweet he was, how kind he was to her. He was a good guy. And she literally grew to fall in love with him, to be in love with him. And now they've been married, like I said, since that first season. And she hosts the, you know, show sometimes, and she does all kinds of things with the show. So I think that it is definitely possible to have that initial meeting, not be attracted to someone physically, but to find other things about that person that you find attractive. So we got to stop being so shallow here.
How does that story go? Hey, mommy, how did you meet daddy? Well, he actually almost made me vomit. But after a few months, you know, I was able to at least deal with him at dinner and throw up after. You know, like, no. I want to get the warm and fuzzy. I'll have to have some kind of tingly feeling or something. I don't want it to just be dry, no kind of chemistry whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like, ew, like, chemistry is everything, and that's just...
Chemistry is important.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine being in the same house with someone, and you're like, who are you? Ew.
Or like, ew.
Yes. Oh, my God. And then you start having conversations, and you have nothing in common? Ugh.
Yes.
Ms. Parker.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so getting back to the couple that you're talking about, and I'm just going to say it because I know everybody else is thinking it. Were they ugly?
Well, okay. Well, I will say this. He wasn't her type. I will say that. She is a beautiful woman. Her name is Jamie or something. She's absolutely gorgeous, and he just wasn't what she was used to dating. Let me put it that way. She was used to dating the really, really handsome guy who could be a model and that kind of thing, you know.
Here's the thing. Here's my theory. Because the guy was not that attractive, she doesn't see him being attractive to anyone else. So he's safe. So she knows he's not going anywhere. He's not going to cheat on her because don't nobody want him except her. So that became beautiful to her that she had him all to himself because he was ugly. So it worked out perfectly. Now, see, that show that you're talking about, I did binge watch it a little bit, and then I was like, let me just go to Wikipedia or something. Let me just go to Wikipedia or something and see what happens to these couples. And every last one of them from that season that I looked at, all of them, none of them made it. So, you know,
that's not true. There are several couples who have made it, I will say. Now, not the majority of them, but there are several couples, and they created a new show that follows the life of the couples who did make it. So some of them have made it. The experts have done a good job in matching some of them. But it's just those ones, like I said, she was just not attracted to him, but she grew to love him. And now they're, you know, they've been married probably the longest on that show. But it happened, you know. And some, go ahead.
There was an older gentleman, he was on a panel this week, and he did make a comment. He said that, you know, his mother ended up getting married at a late age, like 60 or 70s. And, you know, mm-hmm. she's happy and happier than ever. But he said that it came to a point where it wasn't about looks or, you know, being with someone for so long. It was like, do you respect me? Do we have respect? Do we have an understanding? Everything else will follow. Everything else will come. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the approach they went, it was just like, let's do everything after, you know, we're at an age, we know what we want, you know, we're mm-hmm. older, let's do this, and then everything else will come. So I definitely can understand it in that capacity, for
and
sure.
And that's true, because it's not all about the initial attraction, physical mm-hmm. attraction. It's definitely more to a relationship that works than just a physical attraction. Now that, you know, can be important. It does, you want to like the person, the way they look, you know, when you wake up in the morning, but there's more to it. There's, you fall in love with that person. Now you adore them, and they may not have been the first pick just because they were gorgeous, but they are because they have a gorgeous heart. So I don't know.
Yes.
That's an interesting topic. And we have a comment from someone
one.
In Northern Iraq.
Yes. Atali, if I'm saying that correctly, said, so yes, it is customary in my country for some people to have arranged marriages. And many times this is a person with whom you have not established a relationship or attraction, but you are told to fixate on the larger picture of raising a proper mm-hmm. family, and at times the love and other aspects fall into place afterwards. This is not common in many areas like the States, but it is to ours and can be extremely lucrative and beneficial for both parties that is accepted. But it is not for all. Bless you all. Thank you. Yep, I definitely say that's a niche that in the U.S. we can definitely find someone to get some folks together, and they're like, hey, you want to be married? Let's do it. Like, it's definitely a niche that can be tapped into for sure.
That's good, though, that he said, you know, that arranged marriages are common in certain countries.
Oh, yeah.
Those people stay married for a long time.
It
not
works.
To say that all of them are happy. You know, not to say that all of them are happy, but some of them, you know, a lot of them do stay married. Maybe it's more of a, like we said, a cultural thing than it is, you know, as to them staying married than it is here in the States. So,
Wow. How they feel about marriage and how they feel about family. You know, a lot of people say that we're, you know, you can get married now and get married five times. Like, a lot mm-hmm. of traditions, that's not going to happen. It's one and done, you know, even with depending on what religion you're in. So now it's just more of like, how many times can I get married? And people are like, whatever, I didn't like you, I'm divorcing you. So definitely
right.
I feel like they have a different commitment as far as their marriages are concerned. So that's probably why.
That's true.
Works.
And some people go into marriage thinking, well, if this happens, I can always get divorced. You know,
yes. Like,
so if I don't like it, I can always get divorced. So, yeah, we need to stop doing that. People need to stop doing that. Marriage is sacred. So, anyway, you guys realize it's 10 o'clock. It's time for us to wrap it up. Yes. This hour went by so fast, like they all do every time. Every week we say the same thing, that it just flies by. I can't believe it's already time to go.
Oh,
but
man.
With that being
yeah.
said, Let's say our goodbyes. All right.
Well,
David, you
want to? Yes, we need our music.
Yes. There we go.
Set the mood.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you guys for listening. Looks like we had well over 13,000-14,000 listeners so far, maybe more than that.
Wow.
We
That's
appreciate
awesome.
The love. Just want to say on a personal note, Brian, thank you for doing the producing. You know you're not up to your best feeling-wise, but we appreciate all that you do for us. Thank you again, and I'd like to thank my two sisters as well, keeping me on my toes.
Yes.
And, I love all of you guys, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I will see you guys next time.
Mia, you want to take us out of here?
Yes. So thank you guys for listening. Like we said, if you want to tap in later on, join us in our groups. If you are single, we are welcoming everyone from all over. And stay tuned. You know, we'll be back with more action, more craziness. And we love for any feedback. We always are welcoming it. Good night.
And this is Ms. Parker. Rila, thank you so much for joining us. We, again, like David said, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Producer. We miss you. We can't wait for you to come back and join us so we can laugh all together. I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate our listeners. Thank you so much for listening from wherever you are. We just appreciate you so much for making this show a success. We will see you in 2 weeks. And with that, we out of here. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.